Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Yak Gadget, made in America, based outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Yak Gadget offers all kinds of storage accessories, quick mount motor mounts, anchor systems, track mounted accessories, even paddles. Go to yakgadget.com and get your kayak decked out for your next trip out on the water.
The 153 Bait Company, based in Troy, Ohio, make everything from plastics to custom painted hard baits. Hook them hard and hook them off. All of our baits are made to order and all of our hard baits are hand painted to order. So go to the153anglers.com to place your order today.
Based in Santa Ana, California, BioAno Power provides the highest performance lithium-ion phosphate batteries for the marine market. These batteries are one quarter the weight of sealed lead-acid batteries, provide over 2,000 to 3,000 charge cycles in a 10-plus year service life. These batteries can be used for any deep cycle application, including running fish finders, trolling motors, live wells, and LED lights. For more information, visit BioAnoPower.com. That's BioAnoPower.com or contact dealers nationwide.
Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. This is the final cast segment with your hosts Brad Hicks and Josh Eldridge, where we cast our final opinions on all products, good and bad. Welcome to the final cast.
This is the final cast.
I'm Brad.
It's Josh. What's up, man?
What's up?
Wearing some shades, bro.
Yeah, I just put them on just for the beginning. I'll probably take them off in a second.
Yeah? But it's a little bright in there. I can see your ring light.
Look right there. Note right there. That is cool.
He pointed at the opposite eye. So what's been going on, man?
Not much. We were slacking and we didn't find a guest this week. No, I'm just joking. We have a different idea for this episode.
Yeah, we're going to talk about clothing, fishing clothing, angler clothing, kayak clothing, whatever you want to call it. We can talk about all kinds of stuff, man, when it comes to that.
Yeah, it reminds me of that episode where we had on Shay Tai from Atollis, and you were talking about all the fancy gear that people wear and looking good on the water.
Yeah, or when you used to wear your pants you painted in for work.
Yeah, I should pull that picture up.
Yeah, dude, it's a good one. Yeah, so for those who didn't know, I think I helped you get into wearing this stuff a little bit. Remember?
I was just thinking about that. I still have that shirt.
Yeah, so I've been wearing, like, you know, performance, I don't know what you call it, long sleeves, for quite some time now. And so we'll kind of get into that a little bit, but Brad got introduced to it because him and I went out fishing and I noticed he was always wearing cotton, like just like a white t-shirt and awful. Khaki cargo shorts made out of cotton and stuff. And I was like, dude, I was like, you got to try wearing this stuff. I was like, I know it can be somewhat pricey, but you know, I said, when you start sweating, man, that cotton stays wet and it just weighs you. It feels like it's heavy and it's uncomfortable. And so yeah. I think I gave you that. I had that hook shirt with the Lowe's emblem on the back and gave you that hat or something. Did I give it to you or sell it to you? I don't even remember. But anyways, I really liked that shirt and I shouldn't have given it to you, but
it's still in here.
The reason I ended up, well, there was a reason why I ended up giving it to you. Well, I wanted you to try that stuff out. But the other reason was I didn't like the emblem on the back. When I would start sweating, I could feel it.
There's the outfit I wore before I got cool.
But that emblem feels weird when you're sweating underneath a life jacket or under your PFD. It feels like it sticks on your back a little bit, but
yeah, so, which it's not, that's not a big deal.
It just bugged me. I don't know why, but that's a good shirt though, because I loved how it was vented down the sides.
Yeah, here it is. Actually, I'm gonna pull this picture up just to show people on YouTube. Right there.
I don't see it.
It's
you can't.
Yeah, it's that Lou's shirt you got me.
You
gave me. But yeah.
Heck yeah, dude. But so we're gonna talk about sun protection. Maybe other couple things clothing wise or whatever that we found that we liked or what's worked for us. So let's get into it, Brad. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. So let's start off with, what is your favorite item that you wear, whether it's a shirt, hat, shoes, whatever, pants, whatever, what is the thing that you won't usually go fishing without?
I think you know the answer already, but it's the NRS Varial hoodie.
Good choice.
I mean, Mark gave us he gave the whole team those things, and I was like, holy crap, these are awesome. I liked it so much that my wife asked me what I wanted for my birthday one year. I was like, I want another one of those. So I got another color.
They are definitely a pretty awesome shirt. I'll have to agree with you on it. When Mark handed those out, I was pleasantly surprised, because those things aren't exactly cheap, you know. And, you know, I'd never worn one before. And with having the hood and the face shield built into it, I wasn't sure that I would like it right away because of the hood. And because of the neck gaiter built into it as well, because I wear neck gaiters, which is probably my number one favorite thing to have with me when I'm fishing. And that's only because I started wearing those things actually not necessarily for the sun, but for the bugs. But anyways, we'll get back to NRS. The NRS shirt though, man, it is, it's great because it kind of makes you sure you don't forget your neck gaiter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then one thing that I found with the neck gaiters is I tend to pull them down and then I'll kind of forget to pull them back up. And so what's nice is it's because I'll kind of after a while get not suffocated, but you know, you kind of just get annoyed breathing through one of those things. It can be notorious for fogging up your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with like cool days. And so that hood built into it is nice because you can put it up and get that protection on the back of your neck. You know, if you got the sun to your back, and it just kind of, it's a, just kind of a relief from wearing a neck gaiter, you know, but nine times out of 10 though, I usually have got my neck gaiter up, and that's kind of always been my number one.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm the opposite. I don't use the neck gaiter much. I use the hood a lot. And that's just because probably the most tan part of my body is my neck, actually. And it just gets super dark.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got into wearing those shirts, because it was to the point where I would cook every weekend on the kayak and I would have sunburn every weekend. And it would hurt just laying in bed. I'm like, I got to do something about this.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, a lot of people kind of give anglers who wear that stuff a hard time, like, oh, look at you trying to go out, look all professional or whatever. But, you know, like the main reason I started wearing neck gaiters was one for bugs, because I am a magnet for mosquitoes. And I did a lot of research into why some people are prone to it and why some people aren't. Because I have friends that I can go out and I'll get bit 100 times and they got bit once. And I couldn't figure it out. And come to find out, it has a lot to do with your chemistry, I think, in your sweat. And also, I think it, from what I kind of read and understood, it had to do with like your body heat, like how much heat you give off. And I am full of hot air. No, but seriously though, like I think I exhale air at a higher temperature. And so what I found was wearing the neck gaiters helped kind of disperse that a little bit. And so it kind of kept the bugs sort of in check. Now, I've been places where they've been horrible. Like, I was up in Michigan once, and it didn't matter. Like, they bit you through your shirt. They bit you. They bit you through the neck gaiter. I was killing them on the front of my hat. You know, like, I was getting bit through the hat.
Yeah.
You know, through the netting, and it just didn't matter. They were just angry, but. I felt like it helped somewhat. I can't say it's like 100% by any means, but I don't know what truth lies in that really, but you know.
So you're saying if I eat garlic before I go fishing, the bugs won't bite me because I'll sweat it all out.
I have no idea. That's not a bad idea, but like I've heard too, like don't wear bright colors. Don't, what else is there? Don't wear like cologne, you know, but stuff like that or something that's scented. But there you go. Know, yeah, there's Brad's and that was when you first got it.
Yep.
You look like a ghost really in this picture. It's kind of hilarious. Yeah. It's black and white in it and with a wooden background.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That NRS shirt though, man, it's a very nice shirt. At first I was a little weary of it because it feels on the heavy side, but it actually works really well. And so if anybody is in the, you know, the market to find a good sun protection shirt, you can't go wrong with that NRS. What is it called? The Varial?
Varial, yeah.
And it's got the thumb holes too. So
I was going to ask you about that.
You can put, you know, you put your thumbs in there, kind of bring it down a little bit more over your hand. I don't use that very often just because I tend to wear gloves also. But, yeah. I mean, the other thing with the neck gaiter, and this is all coming – we come down to talking about sun protection, right? And where I started to really pay attention, dude, is I started to get sunburn a lot. I would go out and I would fish – and I would get really sunburned on the top of my head. And for those know me, I virtually shave my head about as short as you can with clippers. I mean, I don't use a guard, and the guard is the actual blades themselves are adjustable too. And they're all the way down. So I pretty much shave my head without using a straight razor. Right. So I'd go out and I'd get sunburned on the top of my head and just deal with peeling and then I started it. I had a couple weird little like sun marks or moles that showed up on my ears a couple years ago.
Yep.
And so I just kind of took it serious and started wearing that because I just, you know, skin cancer is serious, man.
It spreads fast too.
It spreads fast. It's very hard to control. It's, you know, you get skin cancer sometimes. It's scary. You know, I've known a few people, family members who died from it. So,
yeah. And they say your ears and your hands are the most prone to it.
Yep. And it's, if you're an angler, I mean, that's the worst part, man. My hands are always tanner than have always been much more tan than the rest of my body is now. Cause there's times I've forgotten my gloves, you know, by the end of the summertime, my hands are like super dark and then it stops right here.
Yeah. You know? You probably can't see it, but around my hand right there, you see that tan line?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's from my paddle and my fishing rod.
Yep. And so gloves, I think 2 years ago is when I started really wearing gloves more often. And it kind of helps also for me for paddling when your hands start getting wet.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps my blisters at bay, you know. So I started wearing like, cause you really like those NRS shirts. Before we got those NRS shirts, I had accumulated quite a collection of Columbia PFG shirts. Mm-hmm. And I still have them. I mean, I bought a bunch of them because I liked them so much. And then I would find them for like, they'd go on sale or, you know, they'd be discontinued colors or whatever. So I would buy them a lot. Just because they were kind of relatively cheap and they worked, you know, I wasn't getting sunburned with them. They're super simple. I've got one on right now. It's got the little Columbia PFG on the breast right here. And then it just says it down the sleeve and that's it.
I like stuff like that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything on the back, which was what I learned with the Hook shirt that I got that I didn't like. Now, most Hook shirts do not have something on the back like that. That was just one I bought through Lou's website when I was ordering. I think I was ordering a reel or something like that. I was
about to say, wasn't that the rebate shirt? Because I got another one from Lou's, almost similar.
No, it might have been at some point, but most of the time the rebate shirts I had offered were the long sleeve tees, like the regular cotton tees.
Okay.
But I think they did do one eventually at some point, but that Hook one, it was just black or gray, and it just said Lou's right here. That Hook one was like a special one that you had to go into their merchandise, their store section, and it was quite a bit, like $20 more than the one that you're talking about. But I mean, I'm a big Lou's fan, so I was like, yeah, why not get one of their shirts? And it's a Hook shirt, and I wanted to try that shirt out anyways. So, but I've really just stuck with Columbia. I either have two or three of the NRS Varials. I want to say I have three, but I'm not 100% sure.
Do you have all the colors?
No, I have two of the gray ones like you do. But then I bought the Jackson one through Jackson's website.
I was going to mention that because Justin, that's what he wears, is the one that has the Jackson logo on the front.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I love those shirts too, man. The only thing I don't like, but it's part of what is coming with this shirt, is just kind of tighter, not tight, but you can feel it around the neck. And that's just because there's so much material there with the neck gaiter and the hood. But if you're out in the water, you're not going to really notice that because you're going to have one or the other up or both, I can't do both. I've tried to do both. I will do both if it's like really sunny and it's kind of cooler. But if it's hot out, it's like one or the other. I can't do both.
Yeah, I'm the same way usually. I don't really like stuff over my face most of the time, but I have done it, but not very often.
You should try to get used to it, because one thing that I found with the neck gaiters too is that it helps if you can get your sunglasses to sit fairly close to your face and you have that neck gaiter up like right through here, it helps block out some of the sunlight that wants to sneak in your peripheral. So it makes your sunglasses work better. Like, you know what I mean? Like your polarization. So
the guy at work was making fun of me last week. I have like raccoon eyes going on right now, if you can see them.
Yeah. I usually have that. But then I always get a really bad white line on the backside of my ear from my sunglasses too. So,
yeah. Going back to the gloves, though, I've never been a big gloves guy, but I do want to get into them. I just don't know what kind to get. I do wear the thumb holes on the Varial hoodie, but what kind of gloves are you wearing? And
I am wearing super thin gloves. So they're Columbia PFGs. I do not remember what the name of them are, but they're the same material as the shirt, if not a little bit thinner. And so it doesn't really mess with sensitivity. Like, I do have a pair of gloves I got from Cabela's that I'll wear when it's colder outside. They do mess with sensitivity a little bit because it's neoprene more, and it's got like a little bit of padding in the palm. But these gloves that I wear like in the summertime, dude, they're thin. They're just like the material of the shirts.
So if they get wet, they dry quick?
Yeah, yeah. That's and they've got some like little rubber like studs on the palm. Like this rubberized stuff that's on the palm. It does wear after a while. Like if I've worn the same pair for a season, it's still rubber there, but you can tell some of them are starting to wear. The gloves are relatively cheap. They're not like super expensive.
And they're fingerless, right?
Huh?
Fingerless?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So,
that's cool.
If you're looking for like winter gloves, there's obviously some good warm weather ones. I have not bought a pair yet to say, this one or this one's good or bad or anything. Yeah. I mean, I have the ones that are from Cabela's, but they're really not good, like good cold weather gloves.
That's going to have to be another episode when we get closer to it, because I've tried Chris Yock's Silskins last winter. He wasn't wearing them. I was like, I'll try those. Things are awesome, man. I love them.
That's cool.
Need to get a pair. They're just expensive.
Yeah. But, you know, I've also found that sometimes, like, you know, if you spend the money on this stuff, a lot of times, I can't say this for all companies, but, you know, I bought the PFG shirts. I still have some of them, and I can't complain, like, saying that I've got holes in them or anything weird like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think, like, on this one, for some reason, this graphic on the arm is cracking some. Yeah. But I have other ones I've had longer than this shirt, and they're not doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was maybe a bad mix in the screen printing, you know, material, ink or whatever it was that, but, or if, I don't know, it's hard to say. Maybe it's because this is a darker shirt and maybe the heat around it. I don't know. I have no idea. Cause I have a black one, a black Columbia PFG shirt, but I've never worn it like to fish in, just because I don't like wearing black when it's sunny out and it's summertime. So
I'm with you. I light colors for sure.
I've worn this one, but this is navy blue. Yeah, I don't like, I mean, I have a lot of black hats and I try to avoid it. Like, pretty much you and I are very much the same, in which you'll be surprised if you don't see me and Brad wearing gray.
Yeah. Gray's my favorite color anyway, so it just makes sense.
But I tend to wear gray a lot. I have a light blue one. I have, I mean, I have a light blue, gray. I have this navy blue one. I don't tend to wear it too much out. I have a couple, like I have a digital camo one that's like navy blue, light blue, and white, and gray, and black. I have a camo one. It's kind of a greenish color.
That one would get hot probably.
It's actually not too bad. It's not real dark. So. Okay. But if it is like it was today where it's 90 plus degrees, it's real sunny out. I will wear gray or my light blue one or those NRS shirts, cause those are gray, stuff like that. I'll try to avoid the dark colors. So
I will say though, like wearing this stuff, it's good for your skin, but you'll get hot wearing it, of course. So you need to drink water on top of this and stay on top of that water. Cause I got off the water a few weeks ago and I got this pounding headache driving home and I was nauseous the whole way. It was awful.
Yeah. And you tend to get affected by the sun regardless anyways, like how much water you drink. So
yeah, it don't matter how much I drink. I don't know what it is. It's just,
you might be in constant dehydration. You do drink coffee. And so a lot of people kind of don't realize that. Yeah, maybe you're drinking a lot of water while you're fishing, but that doesn't mean you weren't dehydrated to begin with somewhat. So you get out there and you're actually in a state of dehydration trying to catch up, but you never really do.
Yeah, that
you're might sweating be. It up, you know. I mean, I run into that case too because of work, and you do work like I do where you get sweaty all day, man, and I drink water religiously, and if it gets hot enough like it was today, it doesn't matter how much water I get. I don't get hydrated, and I drink a shit ton of water, like a ton of water.
Yeah,
and it was bad, like working in the steel industry next to this hot machine, man, and it didn't – like I could drink you know, 3/4 of a gallon of water through the night, and I would still be peeing like dehydration color.
Bright yellow.
And like, so I started to try to supplement some stuff. That's when I started drinking Body Armor.
Yes, dude.
And that stuff awesome. Would help me out, man. It helped replace the stuff that I was losing. What I would do is I would buy little ones, the little light ones, and I would drink like one halfway through the first section of my shift. And then, but I would be drinking water leading up to it and behind it. And then after lunch, I drank some water leading up. I would pound one of those and then drink another, you know, water the rest of the night. And that's where I started to kind of get over it. But dude, you pee a lot. It's hard to get, it's hard to stay hydrated like that, man.
It is.
It is. It really, really is. Cause when you are properly hydrated, you'll be surprised how often you have to go to the restroom.
oh, I believe it, because I'll get home from work and I'll chug water, you know, and then like 9 o'clock rolls around, I'm like every 15 minutes, it seems like. Yeah. It drives me nuts. But other thing, though, don't chug one of those body armors after you're done out in the heat, because you'll get sick.
Yeah. That's why I got into the light Sip ones. It. Yeah, definitely. Or another – you can do this. If you're going to drink one, you can pound it before you get out of the water. I'd probably you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, because it's going to kind of take you a while to get there. But, yes, or try the light ones. I don't know if you ever drink the light ones, Brad, but they're actually – I like them a little bit better for hydration-wise. Like, I'll drink the normal ones, like, you know, just, like, at the house or whatever. But if I'm going to actually – I'm trying to use it out on the water, I'll get the lighter ones because they're not as heavy on the stomach.
I'll have to remember that. We need to reach out to Body Armor after this. Be like, yo, sponsor us.
Right? I love that stuff.
You turned me on to them, man. I'm just like, yeah, these are good. They do help too.
Yeah. But so we'll go back. The gloves I wear, like I said, they are they're just kind of like the same material as a shirt. I love them because they do dry quick. They keep blisters down, keep my hands from getting burnt. So, you know, it's as funny as you might look, you know, wearing all that stuff or whatever, it does help. It serves a purpose, you know. I'm not sponsored by, you know, by Columbia or anything like that. I found something that was not super expensive. And you know, like, and it works. So
we're lucky to live pretty, close to a outlet mall for Columbia too. So that's what I recommend. If anybody was wanting Columbia gear, find an outlet mall because they got stuff. The shirts you're talking about, like 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. When I used to go, I haven't been up there in years, or down there from here, but, I haven't been to an outlet in a while. At the time when I was there, the PFG shirts were taking off real big and they weren't getting stocked at the outlets. Now they might be now just because there's so many brands that are kind of blowing up, like Hook and AFCO. And, you know, it's who else is there out there? Sims, you know, and, you know, the more snobby people get with their fishing clothing, you know, the more high dollar they're going to go with it. So, you know, there's been some, so I don't know if they started stocking them. You know, the outlet store is great. You just got to be careful and watch what you're buying.
Yeah.
Cause it is an outlet for a reason. And a lot of times they're getting defect materials and so, or defect shirts, but I'm just saying like, check the size, try it on, see if you like it. Cause I bought something there that was supposed to be a large and it was like a freaking medium, dude. It might even been like between a small and a medium. It wasn't even close. That's so, and what sucks is I didn't check it. You know what I mean? So I got home, pulled tags off and all this stuff. I'm like, this thing doesn't fit at all. And I looked at the tag. I'm like, it says large and Columbia large is, you know, Columbia's clothes kind of run on the bigger side. So
that's why it was on, on clearance.
Yeah.
So I just size tag on it.
The tag was wrong, but, you know, and that might have just been a slip up too. I'm sure they do some sort of quality control, but just check. You know, if you guys are doing the outlet stuff, go definitely try it on, see if you like the fit. So, but so what else do you like, Brad? What else is something that's?
I'm just gonna work my way down now. So I'm talk about the pants here a little bit, which are Columbia Quick Dry pants. I see people posting this all the time, or I've had people comment on Instagram because they'll see what I'm wearing. They're like, what kind of pants are those? I'm like, oh, they're Columbia Quick Dry. I don't know the model, but if you go to the store, you'll feel it. You'll feel the material. It kind of feels real thin material. So if you get in the water, it dries within 10 minutes. I mean, those things are awesome. The thing that led me to getting those in the first place, well, there was two things. I would get sunburnt wearing shorts on the kayak because these kayaks, I don't care what anybody says, no matter what color kayak you're on, it seems like it just bakes the crap out of you. So That was one of the reasons why I went after these pants. The second reason was after hearing Aaron Steiger's tick story last year. Yeah. And every time we have to carry through grass, it's just like that horror sound, like going off in my head, you know, kind of like the
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh crap, I know there's ticks in there. And it's that it always sticks in my head. I'm like, I do not want to get Lyme's disease, because after that show he was on with Brian, it was I was like eye opening.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I got into wearing pants like that. I don't wear the Columbia pants. Only, and it's not for any particular reason. It's just I'm a bit of a bargain shopper. So I've had Cabela's ones. I've had, you know, like different kind of ones. I might own a pair of Columbia ones now, like that I got last year, maybe, or the like the right and over like the winter time the year before. Mm-hmm. So I have I have like four or five pairs. I have like a dark green pair and then like four khaki style ones. And it doesn't matter where they come from. I've got ones that zip into shorts. I've got ones that don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have various sizes because of where my weight's fluctuated. Like my green ones are really big because I was a little chunky then. But I love wearing those because I can wear like any shoes with it. They don't like those things. My green ones are a little bit bigger, and I loved wearing them when I was in the pedal drive. Because not to sound weird, but dude, like when I was in that Jackson, my pants would ride up, man, and just squish the shit out of my balls. Sorry for it, but dude, it just killed me. Like, and so those green ones were bigger, so it didn't do that. Like my other ones, when I'd lost some weight, you know, like they just, it was just awful. But
I hate that feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, but the quick dry pants, the reason I ended up getting into them originally and started buying them was from wade fishing.
Yeah.
And I got tired of walking and running into nettles and stuff like that. And so I started wearing those, and you still get pricked a little bit by the nettles, but not as bad.
Yeah.
So, and you know, poison ivy and that kind of jazz. So that was where I originally started wearing them, but it translated really well for protection, because like you said, my number one places I got burnt for a long time were the top of my head, my ears, and then the tops of my knees. So
I have a funny story about nettles. So me, Justin, and one of his friends from work did a brand new float we never been to on the Little Miami River up north. And you probably know that that river is pretty narrow. Mm-hmm. We came across the biggest log jam on a river I've ever seen. You could not go through it. So we had to portage around it three times. It had like a little chute to the left side. You couldn't really float through it because it was just too narrow and too sketchy. So we had to portage about a quarter mile around this thing. This guy is wearing shorts and a t-shirt and gets poked by nettles. And I just hear him going, ow, 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 ow. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, there's something sharp poking me. I look over. I'm like, oh, there's nettles, dude. I feel so bad.
Yeah. And where you usually see like there, it's a field of them.
Yeah.
And if you guys were portaging through like an area that is not normal, like there's no trail, you're just walking through it.
You know? That's all we could do. It was literally, this stuff was 4 feet high.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I remember being a kid growing up. We used to go on a Little Miami River, and we used to go to this rope swing, and you had to walk through this field of nettles, man. It was just unbearable. After a while, you'll actually kind of get used to them. If you walk through them enough, like they won't bother you as much. I get more bothered after I've gone through them and they're still kind of burning and still there and the little needle's still there. But a lot of times if you get in the water and kind of rub your legs off, it'll kind of go away. But
still burns, though.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, especially if you go through like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, yep, the pants are a good idea, man. So we've covered pants. I don't, like I said before, particularly, it doesn't matter what the brand is. If you spend a little bit more, maybe they'll be a little bit more durable. But I can't always attest to that. You know, nowadays you could spend money and it not be durable. So if you want to try them out, I'd say bargain shop, look at your clearance racks. You know, I know like Field & Stream and Bass Pro Cabela's, they have their own brands and they sell this stuff too. And it's usually for a pretty fairly good price. So, you know, I've gotten some pairs of their pants for like 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah. That's what I got my Columbia pants for at the outlet.
Yeah. So definitely check that out. So what are you doing now for shoe wear? What do you wear? Cause you're not much. I laugh. You'll send me pictures. I'm like, he's like wearing Vans with no laces or something.
I only do that on my short trips. I have Sperry's. That's what you see in some of my pictures. And it's funny because I'll tag Sperry on my Instagram post and they'll like it. But I only do that when I'm out for like 3 hours. But if I'm doing a float, I've started wearing NRS WTB wet shoe. It's a neoprene boot. And that thing's awesome. I was telling Chris Yock this weekend because we were wading while floating. You get in the water, he's like, those don't get hot? And I'm like, no, because they hold water inside the boot. And it's like, it feels good. Even if after you get out of the water, it kind of goes, it like suctions your foot to the boot.
Why don't you bring up a picture of those so I can see them? I don't think I'm familiar. I mean, I'm familiar with the NRS Boundary boots, like the ones that people wear in the wintertime.
Yeah, these are different, but I do wear these in the wintertime too.
I've gone through so many different kinds of shoes for fishing and wading and kayaking. It's been hilarious. I mean, I kind of started like you did. I wore old tennis shoes, and I kind of started wearing like one thing I got into, and I still wear them to this day. So for a long time, they became my like kayaking or fishing shoes were like trail running shoes, the vented kind. Mm-hmm. So because the water would get out of them fairly easy. Yep. But I would destroy them in no time, man. It would just fall apart once I was consistently getting them wet and they were drying out.
Yeah. And, I had a pair of old LeBron shoes, like basketball shoes that I used to wear in the river. Yeah. And they fell apart so fast.
But what I didn't like was always getting rocks. I hate getting rocks in my shoes. And I weighed also a lot when I kayak fish. So,
and these are good for the rocks and the sand and everything. They keep all that stuff out because they're 8 inches. They're like an 8-inch boot kind of.
Yeah.
And then your toes protected here. So you're not, if you kick in a rock, it's not going to hurt. And you got some thick material to walk on. So when I'm walking on the riverbed, you know, I'm not feeling those sharp edges poke through the sole like I did with Nikes on or whatever.
Right, right. How do they feel secure wise? Does that feel like they stay in place real well?
Oh yeah. I mean, that adjustable strap, you can tighten it down as much as you want. Then you got a zipper on the side and then there's like a little cuff inside kind of too. So it feels pretty secure. I like those things. And right here, 70 bucks. I mean,
yeah,
I've posted about them quite a few times. I love these boots.
Those are pretty cool. I like them. I wear a pair of, so I got into Sims footwear when I was shopping originally for some waders. The Sims waders were just kind of out of my price range. And I found a good pair of Reddingtons, which I think is made by Orbis. I can't remember offhand. But I bought a nice pair of waders. The first time around I ever did, I got the Field & Stream special with the Field & Stream boots. And it only lasted like not even a year, and I had holes in the booties and those boots fell apart. So the next time around I was like, all right, I'll spend a little bit more money. I bought the Reddingtons, love them. I still have them to this day. I've had them for like 4 years now, 5 years, no leaks, nothing. When I bought the boot though, I was like, all right, I'm not gonna skip on the boot. And the Sims G3 boot actually went on sale. And I bought a pair of them and I loved them. They're just big. So eventually, like, I would wear them sometimes in the summertime. If I knew I was going on a trip and I was going to get out of the kayak a lot, I would wear them, but they're heavy. Cause they're made. It's a wintertime kind of boot. Like, you know, you can wear them in the summertime, but it's kind of overkill in my opinion. So,
yeah,
but what I ended up doing, Brad, is I bought a pair. Sims came out with something called the Intruder boot, and it was a wet wading boot, and it's like a neoprene boot with some hard plastic like stuff around it to make it look almost like a regular boot. But it's kind of not real hard plastic. It's flexible still. It's just, it's a hard, it's a weird material. But it's kind of pliable. Like, but I love those boots. I just screwed up, and I, because I wanted a black pair, I went with the felt sole.
Oh yeah.
It had tread on the outside, the lugs on the outside of it, but the center of the sole was felt. And I, that's how, why I busted my ass the first time we went kayaking was because that boot had mud on it.
Yeah.
And I slipped down that hill. And, but I love those boots because they were relatively light. It had the neoprene in it, so it cuffed real well around my upper ankle, so it would keep rocks out. It had a good tread design. It, the outer shell part portion of it was tough, yet somewhat flexible still. So, like, you know, like I did, didn't feel like I was wearing something I couldn't move my ankles in, but it kept me from bashing my toes on rocks and stuff like that. But I got tired of slipping all the time. The boot was great, but it's, if I had to walk on mud, it was awful.
Yeah.
So I bought a new pair, which was like the ones that, the Intruder boots, ones I was just talking about, were kind of like a mid-level boot. I ended up finding Sims came out, they got rid of the Intruder and it came out with kind of a different version that looked more like a hiking style boot, almost kind of like what their wading boots look like, but a little bit on the lighter side. And it's like it's a low top type of, looks like a hiking shoe with a neoprene booty in it. And that's what I've been wearing lately. I will wear flip-flops from time to time. I get burnt on the top of my feet a lot.
Yeah.
But I'll, if I'm going to wear flip-flops, I always try to make sure I have sun, you know, but that's when I wear those is when I'm getting out, when I'm on a boat, you know, boat launch. You know, I'm not going to be getting out of the kayak or anything like that to be wading around in the water.
It's funny you brought up that story about you slipping on the bank, because that same trip I was wearing flip-flops and we were doing a float, and that was awful because I remember when you fell, my flip-flop slid off my foot and my foot went into the river. That could have been dangerous because if I would have stepped on a rock or something, cut my foot.
Or glass, you know, like there's always glass.
Or a stupid needle or something. That, we're in Dayton.
That little walkway that we took that day, it, remember that big piece of steel that was in, buried in the ground right there too?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I see people scratch their kayaks on that thing. They're like gouge their kayaks real bad. So,
yeah.
And it's kind of hidden. Like you don't really notice it until you trip over it. So
you just never know.
But I love that new that new Sims shoe that I got. I don't even know what the name of it is, to be honest with you. It's pretty sweet. It's you know, Sim stuff is expensive, so I think I ended up finding it on sale somewhere through like one of the random outfitter websites, but it's a good shoe. It's pretty durable. So I did get a shoe, and I think it was Jay might have had a pair, but I think it was Matt Ball was talking about it. He has that NRS shoe that looks kind of like Van style shoe, almost like a, between Vans and Converse. And I love that shoe. And that shoe is like the perfect shoe for pedal drives. If you are going to be on a lake, it's great. The only complaint I have with that shoe is it is just like Vans, and if you do not wear socks with that, they smell so bad.
I bet. Like,
when was it? I think we were at, I think I had them on when we went to Dale Hollow, when it was me and you and Milford and Justin.
Yeah.
And I had to put them outside because they smelled so bad, and I could still smell them outside. Like, that's how bad they were.
Hey, Milford, here's your cheese.
Right. Dude, that was like the third time I ever worn those things too. But you just, you sweat in that canvas style shoe, man, and it just holds it and it ferments in there. I don't know what it is, dude. It stinks so bad. But I love that shoe though, man, because it's so light and it's flexible, man. And you get going on the pedal drive, it's just, it's awesome. It's flat on the bottom, you know? So
And you hit it. You said it's the perfect lake shoe. And I always go high top with my river stuff just because I have a weak ankle. I've rolled my ankle so many times growing up. It's shot now. So I'll be walking down the street and I'll roll my ankle, something stupid. So I got to have that high top. But for a lake, I could see those being awesome. Yep. Pedal drives and everything.
But I know there's just so many options now. So, you know, if you guys are looking for a good shoe, get out there, try them on, see if you like them, ask around about it, see what people's experiences are with them. You know, like it's what one person may like, though, you may not like. So just kind of try to gauge, like, is that what I'm looking for in a shoe?
Yeah.
Like I think Mike had these relatively cheap water shoe things, man, and he loved them, man. You know, like he was wearing them all last year and he's like, my feet are never wet, they dry out real quick. But I mean, it wouldn't be a shoe that I would be comfortable with wading around in a river in, but it was great for, you know, launching your kayak. You can step in water, it's not a big deal. You know,
you ever seen those skeleton shoes?
Mm-mm.
The ones where it has like each toe has its own little sleeve like a glove.
Oh, yeah. They were real popular back in the day with like CrossFit people and stuff.
Yeah, I always thought that would be like a pretty good shoe to wear like on a pedal drive.
No, can't do it. No protection at all, man.
Yeah.
I like the flat surface. Like that's it. Like that's why I like that NRS shoe so much. You know, it's a flat surface, so like you kind of – and it's like real grippy on the pedals. Like, and not say like my Sims ones that I have aren't, but they got the nubs on them, so they kind of feel weird on pedal drives. It's like I said, it's kind of personal preference. Get out there, you know, just be cognitive of like basically, you know, how much sun is your body getting, how much sun my hands getting, my feet getting, you know. Oh gosh, this thing is so ugly. I hate feet. Yeah. I don't like feet. I'm not a foot person. So like,
I'm not either. My wife makes fun of me because I can't even stand my feet being touched. Like we just bought a TENS unit for our feet. It's like electrotherapy.
These things are $100, dude.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like a pair of gloves for your foot.
Yep.
But I don't know. What else, Brad? What else can you think of?
Well, we were going to do a sunglasses episode, but I'm not really going to go into them. I know people have their sunglasses. Just make sure they're, you know, UAV protected, you know, 100%. That does help.
Yeah. Brad and I have been tossing around the idea of doing a sunglasses episode. We're not trying to aim at a brand or anything. And, like, this episode isn't really necessarily brand specific or anything. We're talking about the stuff that we've used.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, just try to make sure there are a lot of cheap knockoff sun shirts out there that aren't, they're not very good for, you know, sun protection, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know if there's stuff that's coming from overseas or what, but there's some that I've gotten that says that they're like, you know, SPF rated, whatever, and you can see through them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I'm like, I don't know about this shirt. Like, I won't wear it like outside. Like, I'll wear it around the house. It's comfortable. It you know, it's real light and I don't sweat profusely in it. But just be wary of that kind of, you know, make sure you're getting something that does what it is advertised, you know?
I've actually heard of guys getting sunburnt through some of those shirts, you know, which is, it's kind of weird. I don't know how that happens.
I've never gotten sunburnt through the NRS shirts I have this one. I mean, I even have the Yak Attack bright orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've worn that one. That's a good shirt. The one you could order through Yak Attack's website looks like construction orange, you know, like a construction cone. I love that shirt, man. That's like, that was my favorite shirt to wear in tournaments because I wanted to be seen by boats, you know.
That's a good idea.
But the fish could probably see it too. It's so bright. Yeah. It's so bright.
Somebody told me that when I bought a red kayak, they're like, you're going to hate it. Fish are going to see you. I'm like, 2 years later, I'm like, yeah, that was further from the truth. I've caught some of the biggest fish ever caught in the rig.
Nah, I think there's truth in that, but I don't think that it's necessarily going to scare them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, they may see it and be like, oh, and they might kind of, but they might get used to it. And you know what I mean? Like they see it and then whatever. I don't know. Like maybe if you catch a bunch of fish, the fish in that area will be like, all right, the guy in the red kayak's back. But like as far as like a red kayak floating overhead, I don't think it would matter whether it was green, black, yellow. I think the shadow is what's going to scare them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the color of your kayak.
Unless it's your kayak they're sitting under, then they'll sit on there and somebody will catch a fish off you.
Right, right. Or like I think a lot of times, like if you're banging around a kayak and you're sending like vibrations, that's going to scare them more than the red color is, you know. Yeah. So I mean,
another topic real quick. Do you use sunscreen at all?
Yes, but not when I'm wearing. Like if I'm like geared up and I got gloves on and stuff, I won't put it on because I'm wearing gloves. I wear gloves, pants, neck gaiters, you know, I got hat on, sunglasses. I'm pretty protected, man. It is a lot of times if I decide I don't want to wear pants today, I'm wearing shorts. You know, if it's that hot and I really don't want to deal with having pants on, I will put sunblock then on my legs or whatever. So.
Are you ever worried about the scent at all? I know, like, my dad is – he's kind of weird about scent and stuff when he's fishing.
Yeah. I mean, overall, yes. Unfortunately, I chew tobacco, and so I tend to wash my hands off in the water all the time because of it. Hmm. And when I'm fishing, I'm trying to stop and doing good. And then like slowing down, but unfortunately, like I've always heard tobacco is a really bad one, like a really bad thing to have scent on your baits.
Yeah.
The fact that I use chewing tobacco or dip, you know what I mean? It's liquidy then at that point. So, I tend to wash my hands off. The bad thing with sunblock is they're so waterproof now. Like you'll try to clean your hands off. You don't really even want to do that in the water anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's a foreign substance, you know, like if you go backpacking or something like that, they really kind of harp on, hey, if you're going to clean yourself off in the river, you need to use like this kind of soap. Don't use regular soaps. And if you do use regular soap, you have to be so far away from the river and stuff like that. That you know, sense.
This is stupid. The stupidest thing I ever heard talking about since. I've heard of guys in the Chesapeake Bay spraying their baits with WD-40. How stupid is that?
That is – but here's what's weird is it's true for some reason. I know. No idea why. Because guys do it at Kaiser Lake trying to stripe or fish or catfish. Oh, and it's the dumbest thing because it's a petroleum product that you are purposely putting in the water. And it's – it's really dumb. I'm not a big fan of it, and if just you want to you want to hate me on it, that's fine. I mean, I work in enough steel factories, automotive type stuff for so long to know that WD-40 is, you know, sort of nasty for the environment. It's flammable, so hate me if you will.
If you want to scent your baits, just bring a can of like chicken liver because striped bass love that too for some reason.
I mean, to be honest with you though, you got to be careful with all that stuff because you know, like the dyes. Like I've been known to dye my baits. I stopped kind of doing it. That stuff's got it's acetone.
Yeah,
you know, there's a ton of acetone in that stuff. So that shit's weird, man. If you get it on your clothes, like you're chartreuse for a while.
Yeah,
you know, like it's hard to get off your hands. And I was laughing. I don't know if you saw the post where the guy got it on his boat and he's like, how do you get this out of the boat? And everybody's like, you don't, dude. Like,
jeez.
There was a couple guys who actually knew of a way to get it out. I can't remember it offhand, but some guys were like, that's, you know, highlighter carpet now or whatever.
Yeah.
That sucks. But, you know, just, you know, take it serious. You know, if you don't, that's your choice, obviously. Fish, you know, if you want to be comfortable, I know wearing the stuff at first can be uncomfortable. You do get used to it. But Brad made a good point on a post what was it, your post? Protected skin is cool skin, something weird like that. What did you say?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's true, though, because if you pull up your shirt, your skin's going to be a lot cooler than if you were not wearing that shirt. I noticed that. Even though you feel warmer, your skin is cooler.
Yep, and it does help wick, you know, your sweat away. If you get wet and you're out there and you're wading, you dry quickly with this stuff. So it's got a lot of benefits. But, you know, just do what Brad said, though. Do make sure that you're hydrating through the day, because it's kind of weird, like, because the moisture wicking stuff works so well, like, you kind of almost forget, like, that you're sweating sometimes, you know. I mean, you'll know that you are, but you won't be noticing like you were if you were wearing a cotton shirt underneath your PFD or whatever.
Yeah.
And wear your PFDs, people.
Yeah. I wear mine.
I wear mine.
Josh wears his.
I don't. I've been known to be wearing it when we get out and we're walking around. So.
Which I understand, like, the Chinook gets hot. I understand that, but there's, you know.
There's other options out there. There's inflatables and stuff, you know, whatever.
I got to try one this weekend. I think I'm going to buy one.
Yeah. I've always thought about getting one for the summertime specifically.
Yeah.
You know, going back to the Chinook when it gets cold out. So.
Yep, exactly.
But anything else, dude? Hats? Wear hats? Whether they're ball caps. If you're going to wear ball caps, put a neck gaiter on. It'll save your ears. Your ears are like the number one target, man.
Yeah.
Tops of my ears, I'm like, I'm going to have to get these checked out, you know? So, and I've been wearing neck gaiters, Brad, for quite some time. So this stuff happened a long time ago and it kind of happened quick. So,
I always hear, like, once you get those freckles, you got to be extra careful after that, you know? So just something to think about.
Alrighty, dude. Anything else?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. Good. Cool episode, man. If you guys ever have any ideas or, you know, you guys want to hear about a product or our opinions on some fishing-related stuff, just shoot us a message at Paddle and Fin. If you got a product you might want to showcase or whatever, shoot us a message at Paddle and Fin. Me and Brad both have access to the Paddle and Fin Messenger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just shoot us a message through Facebook Messenger and we'll see it. That's how Kayak Ventures app got a hold of us.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, but yeah. What?
Oh crap. I forgot what I was gonna say. Man. Whatever.
Was it about the app?
No, it was about Messenger
products.
Oh, this episode was somebody wanted us to do this episode. So they reached out to us. They're like, you should do that. It'd be a good idea. So yeah, if you guys want to hear something, let us know.
For sure. Thanks again for listening and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddle, the letter N, and fin.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Fin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddle, the letter N, and fin@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Fin on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler. The Angler button and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com.